Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. So today's episode probably could have been what we started with, talking about our unique genius. Now, what our unique genius is the thing that we can do that is, we could say, better than anybody else could do it. That's kind of hard to know and hard to quantify. But what you might think about that as is things that, one, you're competent in, two, you love to do, as in it breathes life back into you. You have a reciprocal relationship with it. The thing that you're doing actually inspires you, right? And I think that if those two things are happening, that's somewhere, your unique genius is somewhere, right? It's somewhere present. It's somewhere close to that. Because you think about, there are other things that you're good at, but you hate doing. Now, that's not your unique genius, and that's not where your time is going to be best served. The world, in fact, is not going to be served just because you're good at something. If you spend your time doing it, but you hate it or resent it or do not like it, that's not serving the world, right? There's also things that you are incompetent at doing, that you're not good at doing, and you don't like, right? That's obviously not your new unique genius. So again, what you're looking for is things that you're competent and also that you're inspired by. Again, things that breathe life back into you. Now, if you, what you want to do is you want to spend the bulk of your time on your unique genius, right? Because this is the thing that you're uniquely positioned to do for the world. And I personally believe that like a huge part of our life is like learning to be of value to people. It's like learning to serve people. And what I like about the entrepreneur game is it forces you to really serve people. I mean, of course, there are people that do it in shoddy ways and there are people that cut corners, but I'm not talking about them. That's not my people, right? Like I can't tell people how to live their life, but I do believe that stepping into the entrepreneur game, one of the things that it did make me aware of is that my time is best served on the things that I'm good at and the things that I like to do, because those are the things where my return is going to be. You know, that's how I found Morning Coffee. It was like, I was realizing when I was doing Lionheart Radio for new people, that was a show I used to have interviewing athletes and high performers. And one of the things I found is one of my favorite parts of that was learning something and then talking about it and breaking it down for the audience. And so out of that came Morning Coffee. And it was a process of putting myself out there and then reflecting and being honest with myself about the work I was willing to do. And it's the same reason that I also stopped coaching people. It's not that I can't coach people, right? It's that coaching people doesn't always breathe life back into me. And so what I had to be reflect on that and realize I thought coaching was in my unique genius, but it's not. Just because I can do it doesn't mean that I should do it, right? And so this is with you too. Like whatever your job is right now, you probably can do it, but do you love it? That's something worth understanding. Now, we all make decisions based on what we think is important, based on how we've learned to be in the world, based on how we've learned to survive in the world, and also based, as we talked about throughout this whole week, on the narratives that we're carrying around, right? And so some of us believe, like we talked about this idea of service and sacrifice yesterday, some of us believe that we actually have to, we have an obligation to do things even if we don't like them. And I think that that's born from a real place, because there are things in this world that you do have to do whether or not you like it. I'm realizing for me, here's a great example. for me to manifest myself as a writer in the world at the best of my ability, I have to put way more time in editing. And I don't really like editing. I would say my unique genius is crafting concepts to articulate things in the world and writing about them. And then once you get into the fine details of editing, we're kind of leaving my unique genius or any sort of genius about me at all. And so, I have to sacrifice. There are parts where I have to commit myself to learning the editing process and being good at it because that's what my dream requires. That's what my vision requires. That's what my service requires. Because I know, I saw it with my Ambitious Heroes and Heartache on the first release, that I had all of these good ideas and they were stuck behind the door of the work I wasn't willing to do. And that work was editing and revising and rewriting. And that's why I put out the new version. And the new version is about 40% different than the old version. Hopefully more articulable, hopefully more digestible. But again, right, so this is an instance of realizing, okay, there are things I have to do that I don't like to do. And in order for my vision to become manifest in the world, I've got to go do those things. Sure, that's all true. But what I'm talking about is the bulk of your time should be focused on things that you are competent at and that you like to do, right? And that you love to do even. Something that's interesting is thinking about how much in my business life anyway, I spend doing things that I didn't like to do, that I was incompetent at. You know, I'm like learning to build websites and stuff. And look, at first, you're wearing all the hats as an entrepreneur and you might be doing this thing from a shoestring budget. And so you might be bootstrapping the whole thing. So maybe you don't have the money to outsource things. But as you become more aware of the value you offer, as you become better at communicating your value, right, and actually getting your value, right, actually getting compensated for what your value is worth, at that same time, what needs to take place or what should take place is also your ability to realize that there are some things that are just worth outsourcing because they could get done a lot quicker by better people than you. And you don't want to, remember we talked a little bit about crumpling your pride up and throwing it away? This is one of the times where you might have to do that because, again, like I talked about me fumbling through accounting, right? It's just, that's not my unique genius. Now, that doesn't say anything about my value, about my worth. And this is somewhere where you might have to untangle some things in your own mind as you get into the entrepreneurial game. One of the things I love about this game, actually, it kind of brings the chickens home to roost in a way, because there are things that like you could get by forever just doing, but not really facing, you know? It's like you could get by forever not really learning to demand what you're worth from the market, especially if you like go do a job and then you kind of get a paycheck and those, you don't see those things as attached. But as an entrepreneur, it's like you hand something off and then you receive the money for it. So you're actually present in the exchange of value. So then you become aware of all the places in your mind that you haven't done the work. And so one of the things I would love to submit for your attention this week is the idea that you should be aware of your unique genius, spend more and more time in that area because that's the most value that you can bring to the world. And so that's what you're gonna get paid for the most. And so that's what's going to put your business or your job or whatever it is that you do in the world, that's what's going to put you in the best position to succeed is the amount of time and resources that you can dedicate to bringing the most value to the world. And so finding out your unique genius. Now, one of the things you can do, a super helpful worksheet can be to list all of the tasks that you have to do because, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're wearing a million hats. So you talk about creating marketing schemes and you talk about whatever your business is, right? So for me, it would be like writing, editing, brainstorming, marketing and selling books, reaching out to podcasts, answering emails. There's a million things and you don't really know what they all are until you start doing the thing. But list all of your things out in the world that you have to do. And then figure out what is worth you outsourcing, what is not your unique genius, right? And so think about competence and think about desire to do. And when you have both of those things present, mark that down or put a star on it as things that you should retain for yourself. And then begin to formulate a plan for all of the other things, right? There's going to be some things you're competent at, but you don't like to do them. Over time, those will not be worth your time. There's going to be other things that you do not like to do and you don't know how to do them. You definitely should never do those things. Now you can learn. I learned to edit my own podcast and now I edit my own audiobooks and I'm doing the whole thing. But I'm also realizing I'm getting to the point where that part of this art needs to be outsourced so that I can spend more time creating in my unique genius, right? And so it's a dance, right? So you're going to learn all the things that are required of you, and then you want to learn where you're best served doing those things and what you're best served outsourcing, hiring other people for, and just taking off of your plate. Something that might come up for you is a lot of us don't feel like we have the right to be happy in our lives. And so that might stop you from working in your unique genius, because when you work most of your time in your unique genius, there's an immense amount of joy that's just going to be present as a result of you engaging with things that you like doing and are good at, right? And so there's this spontaneous joy that arises. And a lot of us have learned to be unhappy in our lives. And a lot of us have learned, like we talked about, this idea of service and sacrifice, that if we are not unhappy, that we're not actually probably working hard, or we're not actually worthy of the money receiving. And so once you start to live in this way where you're doing what you love and you're good at it and you're getting paid a lot of money for it, like the amount of money that you need in the world to really enjoy your life, you might start feeling regret, or you might start feeling guilt, you might start feeling shame. This is where you want to really go through your mindset and start figuring out what narratives are you carrying that were never yours to carry. That might be your dad's way of moving through the world. That might have been your grandfather's way of moving through the world, you know, or mom or whoever it was, but it might not be yours. You actually do have the right to be happy. You actually do have the right to pursue work that is meaningful to you. You actually do have the right to receive energy from the energy that you author into your life and into the world and into your work. But you're the one that has to believe that, not me. And so I think this is going to be the final episode in the Thinking Entrepreneurial series. And the thing that I just want to say about this is, you're worth far more than you've learned to accept for yourself. That's almost always true for all people, because we live in this really interesting game where money is a story that we talk about and that we give power to, and that has a lot of authority over our lives. And so if you get in this entrepreneurial game, if you start thinking entrepreneurially, start thinking in terms of value like we talked about this week, but when things pop up for you that are going to keep you from getting what you're actually worth, from the life that you actually deserve, be willing to do the work, to talk to people, to hire coaches, to hire therapists, to just move through those things so that they don't end up stopping you where you're at and then end up having you call that your life. It's not. You are meant for more. We all are. But we've got to believe that. We've got to live in accordance with that. And so that takes some time. That takes some work, a lot of inner work. Anyway, that's been my experience about thinking entrepreneurially. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.